Praise the Lord. Well, today I'm going to do part four of the series on restoration. As you know, since we're doing restoration in the auditorium, well, it's a good time to talk about this. You know, the first time we talked about God is the master restorer. And in part two, we talked about God is the turnaround master. He turns things around. We talked about how he turned things around in Joseph's life. And last week, we talked about twice as much, how God restored twice as much to Job. And today, we're going to talk about we need to realize that God makes all things new. Let's go to Isaiah 43, 18. Isaiah 43, 18. Give me an opportunity all to turn there. All right, looks like you got it. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now I want to read that. That was New King James. I want to read that from the Message version. Forget about what has happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert and rivers in the Badlands. Now, here, God is speaking through Isaiah to Israel when they're in captivity down in Babylon. They are there serving foreign masters. They're limited in what they can experience in life. You know, and it looked like they were going to be there forever, no chance of escape. But now God is telling them, forget about what has happened in the past. Now, what happened in the past? Well, they disobeyed God by serving idols, therefore taking them out from underneath the protection of God, and they were captured by the Babylonians. See, what we need to realize is that when we don't obey God and what he tells us to do, God's not doing it to us, but we take ourselves out from under his protection. That's a bad place just to get quiet. But that's why many people do not realize. They think they're thinking all the bad things that happen. They need to check up and see where they may have not be coming in line somewhere. Now, that doesn't mean it's always that way, but many times it is. Not always, you know. Now, Israel, they had lived under this oppression for years. In fact, I think if I remember my Bible college days, if I remember correctly, I think they spent about 70 years in Babylonian captivity. But here God tells them to forget about the former things. Forget about their former life. Forget about the limitations that they now live under. All that is past and there's nothing they can do about it. The future that God has for you is not based on what you've experienced in the past, either from the bad or the good. You know, it's based upon believing God and doing what he tells you to do. You see, he instructed them in this way because he was fixing to do, or getting ready should be a better statement. We say fixing down here. But everybody down here understands that statement. Somebody asked one time, what's that mean? I said, it means commence to get ready to do it. He was getting ready to do the impossible for them. He was getting ready to supernaturally set them free. Far beyond the understanding and limits of man. Something brand new. You know, this scripture can apply to us too. And today, you know, we need to realize that we need to forget about the former things. Don't remember the former things. Forget about what's happened. See, God told them to forget about it. You do too. You need to forget. Now, what am I talking about? You see, now there's some people that are hung up with remembering all of the sin and the shame and the guilt that they used to be in. But God tells you to forget about that because he's going to do a new thing. But now there's a lot of people that are hung up on the past of all of the Holy Ghost meetings and all the meetings of the past, and they're hung there. But see, when as long as you hang there, you can't go into the future with God. You know, we can't hold on the past and move into a newness with God. God planned a future for us, but it's not based on what we've experienced in the past, even in the when we were not in Christ. And even after we're in Christ, many people are hanging on to some experience and they're wanting the same thing. No, he wants to do a new thing. He wants to do new things. But you can't, if you hang on to the old, you can't move into the new. Now, I guess a good picture of somebody wanting to hang on to the old is in Genesis 19:26, Amplified says, "But Lot's wife from behind him foolishly, longingly looked back toward Sodom in an act of disobedience, and she became a pillar of salt." When we don't let go of old things, we stop right there. We never advance into the new things that God wants to do for us. Now, see, now I'm going to go both sides of this. I'm going to go on the spiritual side for us that are that, but I'm also going to work on the backside of people that have gotten born again, but they have never moved on because they're always thinking about the past. See, God wants to change your heart. He wants to change your thinking. He wants to give you new words to say. He wants to give you new vision. He wants to change your circumstances. He wants to change your world. Have you ever noticed that we get ourselves in a bind sometimes from the spiritual side by wanting it to be this way every time we come to church? Anybody ever notice that? If you do, if you come with a mindset, okay, this is what I want to happen, because you had a really good experience one time, now you want that same kind of deal every time church starts. Guess what? God can't do anything new for you because you're stuck right there. You're stuck right there. Then there's some people that are stuck with always bringing up, they're always thinking, well, I can't do anything for God. Because of my past. See, and most of the time, that's where everybody talks about is, hey, let go of your past so you can move on with God. But we as Christians and as spirit-filled people need to let go of all the experiences that we've had and everything so we can move on to something else. Have you ever noticed that as we live for Him and and we move. Have you ever noticed that God moves in like waves of the sea? There'll be a wave of this for a while. There'll be something else coming in. Have you ever noticed that? But have you ever noticed that there's some people that get stuck in one era and they never move on? And they never get all that God wants for them? You know, I guess I've been around this all my life. And I've seen it happen. I mean, you know, I was born in one Sunday in church, the next, been there all my life. I've been preaching for 60 years myself. And I want you to realize that I have watched people, and I've even watched churches stay stuck because they come expecting everything to be the same. When it's not the same, then they go somewhere else looking for that same experience. No, you've got to let go and let God do a new thing. He said here, then he said, you know, be alert. I'm about to do something brand new. See, you can't be alert if you're thinking and walking in the past. All right, these lights are bright. Are y'all still there? Oh, you're just thinking hard and then taking in what I'm saying. That's good. All right, good. Thank you. You know, through Christ, we entered into a new life. And we all know 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. The Amplified Classic Edition says, therefore, any person that is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. Old, previous moral, spiritual conditions has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. Now, I want you to notice this. The old, previous moral and spiritual conditions. See, we sometimes get hung up because we want to stay with the same spiritual condition that we had when we really had a good service. I hear people all the time say, man, we had really had a good Holy Ghost meeting last night. Well, what about the night before? Wasn't the Holy Ghost there? Oh, yeah, I guess he was, but they didn't know nothing happened. Come on, you know exactly what I'm saying. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You see, they are stuck with the thing. If you don't shout and dance and run, then it's not a Holy Ghost meeting. I'm going to tell you, I haven't seen anybody shouting or running in here this morning, but this is a Holy Ghost meeting. See, God wants us to get ourselves in an area so that we can experience new things with him. I found out that God speaks to people's hearts sometimes in a quiet service more than he does in a service where there's a lot of activity going on. Anybody ever found that out? Yeah. But see, what I'm trying to get across to you is, let's don't get hung up on with just hanging in the same place. But let's move with God into new areas. You know, God says that he is going to do a new thing. Well, what is the new thing? Well, I don't know, but we'll find out when we start walking with him and not staying where we're at. See, he didn't tell him what he was going to do. He just said, I'm going to do a new thing. So forget about what's gone on before. Forget all about that, because I'm going to take you a new place. I'm going to take you to some things that are new. You see, sometimes people, because we have a little bit of this mist, it's nothing more than a haze, with water-based haze, and there's nothing in it that's going to burn anybody's eyes. There's nothing in it that's going to hurt anybody. It's just a water-based haze is all it is. And the only thing it does is make the lights look pretty. That don't bother me none. Some of the guys are saying, oh, man, you lose the spirit when you do that. No, I don't lose the spirit when I got some fog and some lights. I don't lose the spirit. I had a person tell me that I didn't have the Spirit of God moving in my services because I don't wear a tie and a suit. Since when did a tie and a suit have anything to do with the Spirit? They say, well, we gotta stay with the Bible. If you wanna do that, then we gotta go back and start dressing in robes and sandals. Come on now. Now, what am I driving at, people? What am I driving at? I'm driving at the fact that if we're not careful, we get hung up on stuff, and it keeps us from moving into the new things that God wants to do. See, just because you change the look of your platform, you change the look of your dress, you don't have to change your message. Message is still the same. I preach Jesus saves, Jesus heals, and Jesus is coming again, and there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I can preach it just as good with a shirt and a pair of jeans and boots on as I can with a suit and tie and a pair of alligator shoes on. Come on now. You see, we have to get ready to let God do new things. Paul said, I become all things to all people, I might win some. He's talking about exactly what we're doing. Because if you're going to reach this younger generation, you're going to have to do it with a new way, new things. Come on now. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching real good. You're not. In fact, if we went back and started doing it like we did it in the 50s, I'd lose half a year. The adults would leave. Come on now. Don't sit there and look at me like I fell out of a tree. I did, but I didn't fall on my head. What is Pastor trying to tell us today? I am trying to tell us that God does not want us hung up on our past life, because he wants to bring us into a new life. He doesn't want us to get hung up on our past spiritual experiences, because he wants to bring us into new spiritual experiences. And it comes when we just open up and say, okay, God, here I am. I'm ready for the new thing. I don't know what it is, but I'm gonna go. Hello. See, we become brand new when we get into Christ. But then everybody forgets about that we need to stay brand new. Stay relevant with the things of God. You know, how many of you seen these TV shows where they take an old ugly house and they revitalize it, turn it into a new beautiful house, and it ain't even the same as it was. Hello. That's what God does with you when he changes you when you're born again. But let me tell you what. He wants to take that same house and redo it all the time. How many of you You've redone your house? We are redoing this house, right? Why? We're doing a new thing. This old stuff needs to go out the window. We're doing the new stuff, new thing. Anybody get what I'm trying to say this morning? Spiritually, we need to move into new eras with God. Don't hang back, you know. I'm not against shouting. I'm not against dancing. I'm not against any of that. But if we hang with the point that that's the only way that there is a move of God, then we're going to miss out on the new stuff that God wants to do for us. Hello. See, we need to walk in the reality of the fact that God does not remain doing the same thing all the time. He's the same all the time, but he leads us differently. You know, we need then, if we are going to follow God with a new thing, then we need to listen to what the Apostle Paul had to say in Philippians 3. In Philippians 3. Not that I have already attained or am perfected, but I press on to that which I lay hold of, for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of for me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward calling in Christ Jesus. Now, the Message Bible says it like this. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I'm well on my way, reaching out for Christ who has wonderfully reached out to me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all this, but I've got my eye on the goal where God is beckoning me onward to Jesus. I'm off and running. I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on the goal, those of us who want everything that God has for us. Paul here is talking about the fact, hey, in everything that God has done for me and all of the great missionary crusades that he had, because he's writing this when he's in the prison, you know, in Rome. He says, look, I don't have it all figured out. But this one thing I know, I'm going to move on with God. Amen. See, he's sort of saying what Isaiah said. Hey, God wants us to move on to new things. Can you see what I'm talking about here? Can you see this? Then our challenge is to let go and not think that we have it made or that we have a corner on this thing. And realize that there's more to be gained by pressing into what God has. He said, I press. That means he's putting out some effort. That's what press means, doesn't it? You see, we need to press on in with the things of God because God wants us to have more revelation of his word. There are more of his promises that he wants us to possess. There is a new fellowship era that God wants us to have with him. There's new territory to be taken. And you're not going to take new territory hanging back here in the past. Thank God for all the great meetings we've had in this building. Thank God for all the people that's been healed on that pink line. Thank God for all the times that God has moved in here. And we need to thank God for that. But hey, that's what happened yesterday. Thank God for what happened with Dad in winter Bible seminars, because that's the only time he'd ever preach here. He wouldn't preach in the church because God told him not to, and so he wouldn't even preach for me. And he preached his winter Bible. Thank God for all that. But hey, that's the past. We're here now. God said, I want to do a new thing with you. But I can only do a new thing with you if you will turn loose of all that and quit trying to make every service be the same. Just move on with me. I'll do a new thing for you. And I'll tell you what, in the new thing, he'll take you to a different height. I don't know what it's going to be, but I just know in my heart that there's more for us to do. There's more territory to take. There's some new plans that God wants to give us. I believe he wants to raise us up to a new level of faith. So it can be said of us that it was said of those Thessalonians, your faith groweth exceedingly. You can't grow if you're hanging back with what you had last week. Thank God for what we had last week. But this is this week. It's a new day every day with God. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and I'm going to go to the new heights with him. I paraphrase that a little bit. See, there is new levels of strength and power that he wants to bring us to. But he can't do it if we're hanging with everything else in the past. Thank God for the... Somebody said, oh, you're just down in all the past. No, I'm not down in all the past. You got to remember, I've been around, and I've been around since 39. I was here in 47 when that healing revival started. I was through that era. Then I was through the full gospel businessman era, which is called the charismatic renewal area. Then I was there whenever there wasn't no churches to go to, and we were going all over the country, and we were preaching and teaching to people, 5,000 and 6,000 people, because they'd got the Holy Ghost, but there wasn't no church to go to. Then we went to our big churches. We got one here. But I want to tell you what, there has been a lull for a little while. Part of the reason is because everybody got satisfied with what they're doing. Let's get unsatisfied. Let's turn loose of that. Let's go to the new era, because there's a new era coming. There's a new revival coming. God wants to do new things. He don't want us to stick with all the old things. Now, the new things may have some of the old involved with it, but he's going to take us somewhere else. How many are ready to go with me? See, it's time. You know, so many times, I've seen it as I've grown up in this. I've seen so many times that people live in the memory of the past. And when you see them, that some of you see some of your friends, you get to talk to them, and they'll start talking about one of the meetings that we had here, because they're stuck there. Don't look at me like that. You know it's true. Hello. See, we've got to let go of the past. You can't keep talking about the past. Now, I'm not talking about sin and shame and death. I'm talking about spiritual things. You can't hang on to those and talk about those and move to the future. When I was a kid growing up, some of the people in the church talking about the good old days. They talking about how the Spirit of God moved back there. And then I've had people talking about, oh, how it was in the 60s, in the 70s, and people coming. I mean, I preached, in fact, Marvin was there. I preached that regional Full Gospel Benjamin convention there in Decatur. How many times? I don't know how many times I preached there. A bunch of times. Hey, God really moved. We had tremendous meetings. How many of y'all went to some of those meetings that they had? You know, hey, they were great. But that was then. This is now. God wants to do something new. We can't hang on to that and get a hold of something new. Now, we're going to have that. We're going to have the moving of the Spirit. But I don't know how it's going to come about. At some point, you have to start focusing on a new thing with God. You know, you have to forget about the old things and press on into all that God has for us. You know, we can't get tired of pressing. See, some people want to relax a little bit. There's no such thing as relaxing. You got to keep pressing on. in football, especially basketball. If you get a score ahead, you get a good big score ahead. If you don't keep pushing and pressing, you'll end up losing that game. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah. See, we know that in the natural, but yet when it comes to the spiritual, sometimes we don't keep pressing on with God. We just won't relax and, oh man, hey, you know, be on the sidelines. Whoa, look at that score. We winning by a bunch, man. Woo, go, man, this is great. Hallelujah. You know. And next thing you know, next team has got the momentum. And they going down scoring, and you end up losing. See, if we relax too much, the devil will get the momentum in your life, and you can't figure out what in the world is going on. It's because you quit pressing on to the new things with God. Ooh, come on, Pastor. You're preaching good. Keep going. See, we need to get to the point that we forget about all of our great experiences with God. Thank God for them. We needed them. They helped us at that particular point. But that great experience of yesteryear is not going to help you today unless you allow it to propel you into the future. That's all that a good experience with God can help you do, is to help you to push on to get another experience with God. If you sit there and dwell in that, it's not going to help you overcome. What's going to help you overcome is to move on with God, press on in with God, and let Him do a new thing in your life. Thank God for what He's done. But we need a new thing in our life. Anybody understand what I'm trying to say to you today? Anybody getting anything out of this? I think I talked long enough. Let's all stand up. Hallelujah. Say this with me. I thank God for the new things. Old things are gone. I press to the new. I forget the past. I reach forth for new revelation, for new fellowship with God, for new possibilities, for new attitudes, for new strength, for new vision, for new destiny, because God wants me to have a new thing. He said so. But I can't have what He has for me in the future till I turn loose of the past. Now turn around and wave bye-bye to the past. The good, the bad, the spiritual, everything. Now turn around and look forward and say, okay, I'm pressing for the new that God has. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I done preached me happy. Chloe, you got something?
You make all things new. Yes, you make all things new. And I will follow you always. Come on, declare it now. You make all things new. Yes, you make all things new. And I will follow you always. Come on, declare it again. You make all things.
You make all things.
Oh, yes,
new.
You do.
Yes, you make all things new. And I will follow you always.
Declare to you, our past is over in
All things are made new. Surrendered our life to Christ. We're moving forward. Do you believe that this morning? We're moving forward. Oh, we're moving forward. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moving forward to the new thing with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I trust that you got something out of these four sessions on restoration. I think it's some of my best preaching I've done in a long time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God done a new thing. We got a new stage. I think that helped me. I think it helps me that I get to walk over here and walk over there. I don't know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bow your heads for just a moment. You know, I was talking about being new in Christ and what all we can do. But if you've never accepted Him, Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, you can't get in on what we're getting in on today. And I want you to get in with us. Or if you know what it is to be there, but you know that you're not where you're supposed to be with God, He wants to do a new thing in your life. Anybody on any one of those, you need Christ, you need rededication in your life, let me see your hand anywhere in this room, right now, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere. You want to restore yourself. Some people may need to restore themselves. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Is there any hands anywhere? Hallelujah. Well, thank God. Father, if there happened to be one in here that needs to restore their life with you or needs to accept your son Jesus as Savior, Father, I thank you that the power of the Holy Spirit will go with them. And I thank you that they cannot do anything until they stop and accept you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, glory to God. Connection team, go find our first-time guests and take them to that connection room so they can get that special gift that we have for them. If you're looking for a church home, what we say again, church? Welcome home. Praise God. Nobody else moving unless you absolutely, absolutely have to. It's only 11:20. I'm getting you out early today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, the reminder, if you signed up to be one of the parking lot shuttle drivers, there's a short meeting in the chapel. Or if you didn't sign up and you want to be one of those drivers, go to that meeting back there. Right after the service, they'll be back there. Hallelujah. Don't forget, go out and register for the CTA and get some of your buddies to come. Don't forget to fall back next Sunday morning. All right. Hey, on Rhema TV today, we had 1,759. On Facebook, we had 702. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glad to have all of you with us. Amen and amen and amen. Well, right here tonight, 6 o'clock, Wednesday night, Hour of Power. And then Thursday night, what happens? Men's Conference. Come get somebody to go. And they're going to sing a chorus, and then they're going to dismiss you. God bless you. Remember, God wants to restore you. He wants you to move to new stuff. God bless.
Come on. Yeah.